Can you please explain more about Bodhisattva's path? How can a being cultivate wisdom and avoid becoming a stream enterer? Bodhisattvas must not realize the Dhamma all the way to last life. Is this correct? Through the power of intention and resolve, that things fall in line with that, so that when one sets an intention, a resolve, a desire, you know, things fall into place accordingly. I'll give an example. Is the example of Ajahn Mun's teacher, and Ajahn Sal. He was a very diligent practitioner, and he was Ajahn Mun's initial teacher, and then Ajahn Mun went off and practiced on his own. And at that point, after he became enlightened himself and reflecting on his teacher and a lot of gratitude, and also Ajahn Mun had some special powers, and he could see that Ajahn Sal was his resolve and determination over many lifetimes had been to become a Pajeka Buddha, a fully enlightened being, but enlightened on their own. That was his, with that resolve in the mind, he wasn't interested in, arahantship in this lifetime. And so Ajahn Mun went and explained it to him, and then gave him pleaded and invited him to set that resolve aside so that he could realize the Dhamma in this lifetime and benefit people in this time, this era. And so that's what he did. So it's around the kind of resolve that one formulates and keeps strengthening, and that desire of what one wants to do.